have 7 days to make your payment.
Seven? It's gonna be okay, Bob.
For 12 seasons, Fox's hit TV show Bob's Burgers has served fans an animated sitcom that's a bit like Bob's wacky hamburgers themselves. Super satisfying one minute, and a bit too spicy the next. Now this popular franchise has moved to the big screen, and the Bob's Burgers movie offers supersized helpings of the good and the not so good. It's a sitcom, of course, even though it's now movie length, and the situation here is this. Bob needs a loan, and his banker's refusing to give him one. But that's just the beginning. You think you've got problems? Bob's goes deeper, as in sinkhole deep. When a cavernous sinkhole opens up in front of his restaurant, well, let's just say it makes it a whole lot harder to sell hamburgers. And some of the stuff in the sinkhole is even weirder. For Bob, his wife, and their 3 kids, everything they've ever dreamed of is on the line, and they've got to find a way to sell burgers or end up on the street.
Why is Dad making a burger at 8 a.m.?
Is he on British time?
He's making it to bring to Mr. Dowling at the bank. We have a meeting this morning, and we're going to ask for an extension on a loan payment.
Oh, fun.
And we really, really need to get that extension. All the restaurant equipment is wrapped up in that loan.
The Bob's Burgers movie wraps up some genuinely sweet messages. The members of this family love each other and they're willing to make sacrifices to save the family business. It's not as cynical as, say, The Simpsons. That's pretty nice. But language, suggestive innuendo, and bathroom humor turn up like an unwanted pickle. And those bites can be unexpectedly sour. Given that sweet and sour mix, we're giving The Bob's Burgers movie a 3 out of 5 for family friendliness. Read the full review at PluggedIn.com/radio. I'm Jonathan McKee for Focus on the Family's Plugged In Movie Review.